table. Unfortunately, she's not well. But there's just maybe a couple of issues I just want to comment on, and I will give then also opportunity to members before we proceed with the main business. I just want to go to this. Now, the first issue I just want to raise is the issue of investigating officers giving feedback to victims of crime and also those who died, people who died as a result of criminality. Now, I think honourable members saw the whole case of the Ghana's widow of the Momentum claim, whereby Momentum declined to allow a claim of 2.3 million. Her husband was killed in a crime attack. But that's not the main issue. She raised now serious concerns publicly with regard to SAPS, saying that she didn't receive any feedback from the investigating officer and there's apparently no progress with the investigation of her husband's murder. So from the portfolio committee side, we want to urge police management to ensure that investigating officers provide adequate feedback on cases to complainants and family of those who died as a result of criminality. And also detective commanders should ensure at all times that case officers give adequate feedback to complainants or families and families of the deceased. Then we also want to raise our concern with regard to a vigilante incidents that took place at Suluam and Westenburg in Limpopo during this last weekend. It is important that community members should report crime to the police and not to take the law into their own hands. We welcome the arrest of 8 suspects by police with regard to the vigilante murder incident in Polokwane. Then the Portfolio Committee also wants to express our condolences with the family of the off-duty police officer who was shot and killed in Khayelitsha, Cape Town, over the weekend. And we believe that SAP should do everything possible to arrest the perpetrators of this heinous deed. We also call on the DPCI and the anti-gang unit to intensify the efforts with regard to the detection of illegal firearms in affected communities. Then we also want to highlight the matter of police conduct. After the IPED arrested a constable in Soweto for allegedly raping his girlfriend, and a video of police members in Pretoria arresting a suspect that was widely distributed, the IPED is also investigating the matter. It's important that SAPS members must at all times act within the law and to ensure that their conduct is in line with the ethos of a professional service. Members of the public must report criminal behavior of SAPS members to the IPED so that independent investigations could be undertaken. So members, that is just the issues I wanted to respond. I don't know, other members are very much welcome. Honourable Mbele.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think obviously from a DA perspective, we'd be fully in agreement with your assessments and sentiments on all those issues. And on the first matter of feedback from investigators to complainants or victims of crime, long-standing and common issue, I think all the members on the committee would from time to time receive complaints from constituents and other members of the public about slow feedback or lack of feedback, which we then very often have to intervene by submitting a parliamentary question on particular cases or writing to station management, and that's when information starts coming forth. I think an important issue to highlight is that obviously the underlying issue there is the fact that detectives are overstressed. There's understaffing there, and with many investigators carrying caseloads that are too big to handle in a realistic and feasible manner. So it just goes back to the issue the committee always highlights around getting proper management and resource allocation to ensure conducive working conditions for the officers at stations. Vigilante killings, wherever they manifest, are primarily a symptom of a breakdown of trust between communities and the police. So people feel they must take the law into their own hands to to mete out some kind of justice because they feel like helpless victims. And again, that's about the under-resourcing issues at station level. So unfortunately, one has been finding themselves beating the same drum and becoming a broken record for the last couple of years on these issues. And on the matter of police conduct, yeah, training, consequence management, having management that sets the right example. So when we have up to 20 senior managers in the SAPS being arrested and or suspended, as we had 2 weeks ago, for various forms of misconduct and irregularities, it doesn't bode well for an organization that is meant to operate on the highest professional ethics and command and control and staying within strict bounds when the people at the top are themselves setting a bad example. So I think the key point is we're long overdue for major overhaul of SEPS management and systems to weed out the bad elements and to promote and boost where there is excellence and good performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Bailey. Honorable Mulabachi.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, thanks. From the ANC side, we also concur with what you have said, especially on the issue of conduct of South African police services. The good conduct of the police services boosts the trust of communities in South African police service. And also, it helps in the professionalization of the service itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Abachi. Other members? Honorable Markey. Honorable Markey, you want to comment? No, you're fine. Any other member? Thank you very much, members. We will then go to the core business of the day. The first report, as I said, the four reports have been distributed 3 weeks ago, so members had it for some time. The first report is the CIRA authority report, the report of the PC on police on the 2017-18 annual report of the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority, dated 6 November, and I believe it must now become today's date. And it is a 14-page document. So members, if we can go to page 1. The last time we had unrest next door, now this time it's I don't know what's coming next, but colleagues, page 1. Page 2 fine. Then we move to page 3. Yes, Honorable Mula. Yes, page 2.
Paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4. Sentence number, bullet number 2. is it section, in terms of section 76 and 77 of PFMA or PMFA? PFMA.
PFMA. No? Thank you very much, Anamula.
Thank you.
Excellent reading. Mm-hmm. Well done. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, colleagues, we go back to page 3. Three fine.
Yes.
Can we move to 4?
Chair, on page 4, just a sentence that needs clarity if I'm misunderstanding it. It's the second paragraph under 3.2, towards the middle, where it talks about the finances of the entity improved in the next 12 months, including by the introduction of the Blah Blah Levies Act 2002. Now, that because this act is being dated 2002 and refers to one that's already in place,
yeah.
I'm not understanding why its introduction in the next financial year, how that sort of lines up. I don't know if that's referring to an amendment to the act or, yeah. Just to double check on a very technical point of legal jargon, does enactment not refer to the passing in Parliament, and so the presidential signature is about assent? So maybe, I'm not sure. Comment, yeah.
Thank you for that, Honorable. Thank you.
This is
Honorable.
3.2, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
The second, it's the first question, the second line. When it says, the audit committee monitored the receipt by Sierra is contained in the authority's strategic register and express its satisfaction of satisfaction.
Yeah, thank you very much, Almuda. And also maybe in that same paragraph, last sentence, that there's a space needed between that and 2017-18 financial year. Thank you, members. Can we go to page 5? Anything on 5? Can we move to 6? anything on 6?
Can we move?
Yes. Honourable Molobatsi?
Yes.
Just at the table, right?
Yes.
The second paragraph. What's happening?
Nothing to do with your answer.
Okay, the second sentence. The cases are yet to be brought before the court. It is not possible at this stage of proceedings. Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay, thank you. Covered. Thank you very much, Honourable Bachi. Colleagues, anything on 6? Can we move to 7? Yeah, 5.1 administrative program on page 7, the second sentence. The administrative program achieved 3 out of 4 performance targets, which is an achievement of 75%, showing a decline. It's just a decline. So the D must be deleted. Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 7? Right, then we move to 8. Honourable Mullah.
Yeah, first paragraph, second line. And 15 employees left the employment for the employee of the authority. What is it? Employee.
So employee stands. Thanks for the Honourable Mullah. That's fine. Thanks.
Can I just check a quick point or a point of clarity on the last sentence on page 8?
Yes.
Are CIRA inspectors empowered to also perform firearm inspections? Because I'd assumed it was only SAPs. Also, that they are. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, on 5.3, the communication training,
yes.
The third bullet, it says, strictly speaking, it is necessary to say, strictly speaking.
No, just say the problem was cheap.
Yeah, okay. Non-profit.
Members, anything else on 9? Then we go to page 10, the committee observations.
Under governance on page 10, the first paragraph, the fourth last line, a decision that the council should not have a permanent chairperson, that should be as in the past. In the past.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mabele.
Person,
Honourable Mark, just your mic. Your mic is on, sorry.
Under debt collection, the second sentence, which led to an increase in the impairment of the authority. Just to understand what that means.
Thank you, Honourable Martin. You're the head of the pack. I just want to point about page 10. Anything on page 10?
Yes,
sir. Please, Honourable Martin.
Where? The last paragraph.
Yes.
The first sentence. The committee requested the authority to explain what action steps. It can either be action or steps, not both.
Thank you, Honourable Robertson. We go then to page 11. We've already dealt with the issue raised by Honourable Martin. So, colleagues, if there's anything
else. Also, page 11.
Chair, on 11,
yes.
First paragraph, just a grammar issue on the fourth last line. The authority stated that there should be are more small companies than large companies, not is.
Thank you, Honourable Mbele.
Chairperson, under industry training, the authority was questioned about the progress made in the accreditation process for security training service providers. I'm not sure whether I understand that. security training for service providers.
Yeah, maybe service providers who do security training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Honourable Markie. Colleagues, anything else on page 11?
Chair, just another similar grammar issue to before under debt collection. Second last line, or just starting the line above it, where the suspended companies are monitored to ensure that they were no longer operating, not it was, because it's plural.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mudele.
Chair.
Yes, Honourable Malabati.
On the industry training, the last sentence, I need an explanation. The authority's role was to ensure that the courses are equivalent to training programs that are required for the industry. I don't understand.
That is pertaining to the needs of the industry. Currently, security guards aren't trained properly or adequately. They are short courses for like cash and transit, and they are not fully trained. It's not an incentive in that training. So they can just be trained.
Yeah. Only three courses are equivalent.
That course of position.
In line with the training program. In line with the training program.
Thank you, more about it. Sorry, anything else on page 11? Can we move to 12? Yes, Honourable Mabija.
On page 12, on litigation, second sentence. Action and further that no provision for any liabilities that may result instead of may result.
Is it may or may? Like in Teresa May, my. Thank you, May. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we're still on 12. Yes, Honourable Mula.
On stakeholder participation, the committee requested the authority to indicate on partnerships. The committee requested the authority to indicate whether it has partnership with other institutions.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mula. Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 12? Then we move to 13. Can we go to 14? I think there's something missing. The committee further highlighted the importance of the Sierra Council as the county authority and that the funding model.
The funding model should be reviewed and implemented as a priority.
Okay, should be reviewed and implemented as a priority. Thank you.
Chair, and also on the first sentence under conclusion, second line, I think that and between financial and performance should be deleted. Because it's about improvements in the service delivery and financial performance of the authority.
Thank you very much for that, Ron Bailey. Thank you, members. Thank you, members, for your cooperation and input. It's appreciated. Can we get in a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes? Honourable Mula, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Appreciate it. Members, then we move to the report by the PC on Police on the recommendations of the high-level panel. Members will remember that the deputy speakers referred to all the portfolio committees, the high-level panel report that's specific to the relevant portfolio committees, and then we must report on that matter. So it's really a three-pager just dealing with the issues. So let's go to page one.
Chair, first sentence under 2.1, uncoordinated just needs to be corrected, the spelling there.
Yeah, thank you very much. The one R should be deleted.
Chair, it looks like, I think this issue's been bouncing around for a while as to the exact proper final name of the secretariat. Because I see here it refers to police services, whereas previously we said secretariat for police service. I think services does have merits because the secretariat also does oversight over the metro police services. So there is more than one sort of policing agency under its ambit. But I'm not sure if their name is singular service or plural. Yeah.
Yeah, so we must delete the additional issues. Thank you, Honourable Bailey, for that.
Okay, on 2.1, the committee was concerned about the uncoronated.
Anything else on page one? Okay. We go to page two. Can we move to page 3?
Yes.
The
committee responses, that 5.1. I don't know that first sentence. After summit in 2015. To me, it doesn't sound right, which included firearm owners or in attendance was.
Yeah, I mean, it should be actually be firearms, for the include the firearms industry, and related associations, rather than owners. You're correct, Honourable Malabachi. Thank you for that. You may be just above 5.1, that Roman 6, the minister should implement section 140 of the Act to declare certain categories of premises, there between brackets, including schools at least, or is it including at least schools? I just want to know, is it including at least schools, or is it including schools at least? Shouldn't at least be at the end of the schools?
I think perhaps based on my understanding and something that would clarify that is to say including schools at a minimum. Just to say that like that's the base.
Honourable members, if we can then maybe get the proposal for the option. Honourable Mwabati, sorry, Honourable.
I think it's not for the first time I asked this question. These recommendations, they are going to the National Assembly. And what happens after that? Are we going to take them and keep on asking, or what did you do about our recommendations? Or what happens? I ask that because I see here Parliament should recommend to the executive the development of a national strategic plan on gender-based violence, which is multi-sectoral, coordinated and inclusive, with a strong monitoring and evaluation component to hold all to account and should be fully costed. That is a recommendation.
Remember, that's the recommendation from the high-level panel.
That's correct.
To the high-level panel, yeah.
So the process from here, what happens?
Well, remember...
Because we are going to give the reports to Parliament and they adopt it. Are we going to say next time and ask Parliament, or what about that national strategic plan on gender-based violence, or what happened? Do we simply report on these things, and then are we taking them? Are we going to write to the speaker one day, or on this day we gave you a report on this, now what are you saying? Or what is the process?
I'll give you an opportunity. Remember, with regard to the high-level panel, all these recommendations were referred to the sectorial portfolio committees, but most of the follow-up issues will be dealt with by the sixth parliament, because unfortunately the time ran out. Say, for example, like the amendment of legislation, that will have to be factored in. And I presume during the midterm report of the next parliament, there will be a report back on the steps taken by portfolio committees to implement the high-level panel's recommendations. Urban?
Thank you, Chief. Honourable Markey, these recommendations must be fact in when the new committee comes in and it does its strategic plan. We have to integrate this, and the sixth parliament will include these recommendations in its own strategic plan as well. So it means all the committees of parliament that is mentioned would have to factor this into their strategic plans. That reminds me, Chair, our report on gender-based violence summit, we must also adopt that particular report next week, probably, if we can. Thanks. So it must be factored into the new strategic plan of the incoming committee. Thanks.
Good morning, welcome, Honourable Shlongu. Good to see you. Honourable Markey, you're covered by that explanation. Thank you very much. Honourable Mabija?
I just want to be certain. during the sixth parliament, who and how is the, how do they implement the recommendations? Who is responsible to see that the sixth parliament police committee implement the recommendations?
Thank you, Honourable
Mabija, for that one. Yes. Honourable Mabija, what will happen when the sixth parliament comes in, and I just want to take a step back, the way our committee dealt with the National Development Plan, what ran through as a golden thread through this committee for the fifth term was its commitment to seeing through the National Development Plan as government strategy, and every meeting was driven around the NDP within this committee. And every department was asked on a quarterly basis almost, what have you done about the National Development Plan? I think this will be dealt with in the same way. The Secretary to Parliament will convene a strategic planning session with the members of Parliament first. That strategic planning session will set the terms of reference for the implementation of the high-level panel. When that is included in the annual plan first the strategic plan and then in the annual plan, the committees of Parliament will then get a circular from Mr. Frolic, the House Chair again, whoever's the House Chair, indicating that these were the key deliverables for committees. Our committee, or this particular committee with the new membership, will then have to engage with the strategic plan of Parliament, its annual plan, and the guidelines that are set by the House Chair. And then we develop our own strategic plan, and then we drive it. If you remember when the committee was first formed, we had a strategic planning session in Bloberg at that, the Goonbeach Hotel, where we spent the two days talking about the issues that the committee must focus on. So it will be exactly the same with this plan, with this high-level panel plan. Unless there's other government policies that is developed in the interim period between the elections and when the new committee is actually. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, can we then get a proposal? We already got a proposal. It was Honourable Abati, seconded by Honourable Bele. Thank you very much, members. The report is adopted as amended. Then the third report is the report by the PC on Police on the referral by the Speaker on the correspondence by the Minister of Police, Honourable Nhleko, dated 21 February. So that first paragraph, the heading, it should be report by the Portfolio Committee of Police on the referral by the Speaker, or referral from the Speaker. Is it by or from? By the Speaker. Yes, Honourable Mullah. Yes, you are
welcome. On paragraph number 2, committee process, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's the last paragraph. It says, on 24th October 2018, the committee received a letter from IP in which it indicated that the PSC, in a letter to IP dated 11 October, has decided to withdraw the original report and recite its findings and recommendations.
Yeah.
Did you receive that letter? Did they send it to you?
It was sent to
because
us, yeah.
From the PSC?
Public Service Commission, yeah.
Yeah, did you saw that letter?
Yeah.
Because you can't adopt the report if that letter
yeah.
we didn't
okay.
see.
Okay, let's get that letter. Let's stand over. We'll get
yes.
the letter and distribute to members. No, it's fine.
Yes.
You're welcome now. You're welcome to raise it at all times.
Thank you.
It stands over. Members, let's go to the report on petitions, dated 6 November. It is a four-page document. Report of the Portfolio Committee of Police on referred petitions. Also today's dates, not 6 November anymore. Today's the 21st. A month to Christmas. Just more than a month. So we will go to page 1. Maybe just the issue in paragraph 1, line two, the petitions, should petitions be capital or is it? The petitions. It must be capital. Okay.
Chair, just the spelling of the heading in two, there's an I missing the T and the C. Participation.
Thank you very much, Mbele. The heading in two, participation of petitioners. Can we move to two? That first sentence under Susan Gouwip petition, the SAPS reported, isn't that a satellite who reported this, was a said that, that okay. Colleagues, anything else on two? Can we move to three? Maybe just under 3-4, second sentence, there is absenteeism challenge at the station. The word missing there.
There is a challenge with absenteeism.
Okay. A challenge with absenteeism. Thank you. Owen. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we then move to page 4? Yes, Honourable Mula.
What I want to ask is that on other department, is it, it must be on... D must be in capital letters or what, because in other reports it's on small letters. What is it? Is it must be on capital or small letters? Because in other this that we did, it's on small letters.
Thank you, Honorable.
It should be capitalized.
It should capitalize, which means we must fix on those reports. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. On Molabachi.
On the first sentence, committee of observation. Is it the seriousness of some of the petitions, or is it the seriousness of some of the issues?
Some of the issues, you're correct, yeah. Now, I also thought about that one. Thank you.
Just delete some.
Thank you very much. Honourable Bailey?
Sorry, sir, just to take us back, I might have missed it. Did we address the missing word under 3.4, just back on page 3, under all those bullet points about the shifts, that it should say there is an absenteeism challenge at the station?
Yeah, we said that there is a challenge with absenteeism. Yeah, we've dealt with that. Thank you very much. Colleagues, can we get in a proposal for adoption of this amended minutes? Thank you, on Bailey. Second, and thank you, on Mula. Colleagues, that is then the reports. Do we've got that letter yet from... But let's go into the minutes meanwhile, while we wait for the printing of the letter. There is a few sets of minutes. I think the first one, and Babawa and Pilot just helped me write. The first one is 9 October, ne? The minutes of 9 October.
Yes.
That's the last item, yes. Yesterday's matter, yeah. 9 October 2018, that meeting was held in the Good Hope Chamber, and that was the briefing by the AG, the Audit Committee and SAPS. Honourable members, it's a 4-page document. So we go to page 1. Yeah, maybe just one question about the heading. In the other committee reports, we say attendance by committee members, and then we say committee members in attendance. So what should it be? Should it be attendance by committee members or committee members in attendance?
We normally say committee members in attendance.
Okay, so there's some of the others will then have to be changed. So we stick with committee members in attendance. Okay. Thank you. We're on page 1.
Chair, on page 1, I'm just going to become my high school English teacher, Mrs. Mayer, for a second. A couple of prepositions. Line 1, it should say Auditor General of South Africa. I believe that's the full proper name. And then just on number 2, briefing by the SAPS Audit Committee. It's just those two missing prepositions.
Thank you very much for that.
Oh, and I think on 3, Chair, Program 1 and Program 2, the P for program should be capital. And I'm not sure if we normally write out the numbers in words when we refer to programs.
If it's under 10, the digit, then you write it out in words, and if it's over 10, you write it out with a number.
Maybe just in 1, briefing by the office. Is that office not also capital?
Yes, Chief.
I wasn't in the same class as Ms. Meyer, but I can offer the capital O. Right, colleagues, that is page 1. Can we then move to page 2? Yeah, maybe just the members of the audit committee. It seems that they were not Christian. They only got their family names, no personal names. So if we can just provide the initials there, right? From item 9 to 13 on page 2. Colleagues, can we move to page 3?
Chairperson.
Honourable Mullah.
D for Department of Police must be in capital letters, in small letters.
What is the reference, Honorable Mullah?
1.
Oh yeah, the part. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Chair, and similarly, the second last line of that same paragraph, committee, before committee's budgetary review should also be capital C.
Thank you. Honorable Bele. Maybe in 3.1, the second last sentence, the audit committee also provided a summary of action plans that need to be taken by the department in order to achieve a clean audit. Or to achieve a clean audit, a clean audit. Not just clean audit, a clean audit. Colleagues, anything else on 3?
Chairperson, 2.1, the very last sentence on the paragraph. Details on the contents of the presentation as well as the committee's engagement.
Yes, Honorable Maki, what is the specific point? Can you just maybe repeat that?
The committee. It is written as well as committee.
As the committee, thank you. Thank you for that, Honorable Mark. Sorry, I missed it. Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Yes, Honorable Mullah.
Let's say, because there are lots of D's that are in small letters, can you please go and check all the D's? Because you can't say D in paragraph 1, D, all the D's, because there are lots of D's that are in small capital letters. Department must be fixed.
No, thank you very much. No, the Secretariat must give the necessary attention. Thank you, Omar Mullah. Yes, Omar Mullah.
I don't know the spelling, but 4.1, the subs management briefed. I'm not sure, is it written that way?
Briefed, yes. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
It just looks funny.
It's maybe because it's a Wednesday morning. No, thank you for that, Honorable Maki. Colleagues, we move to page 4. Maybe again the issue of semicolons after the points. Point plan funding employees and, or employees and pressures. Same under 4.3. Colleagues, anything else on page 4?
Chairperson, 4.2, bullet point number 3, shift of funding. Shouldn't it be shifting of funding? Shift of funding.
Right, should it be shift or shifting? Colleagues?
Chair, 4.3, which bullet point?
It's 4.2, third bullet.
Shifting of funding.
Shifting. Thank you, Honorable Marke.
Or is shifting of funds?
Shifting of funds, yes, I agree. It's the gerundage, thank you. Anything else? Anything else? Right, colleagues, can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honorable Malabatsi, second Honorable Mabija. Thank you very much, colleagues. We move then to the minutes of 23 October, that was held in V227, the old assembly building, and a page 4. Four pages, we go to page 1.
Now, I see there's been appointment of a new national commissioner, a general Stole. Is he replacing General Sitole? If we can just change the spelling there.
General Stole.
Yeah, Major General El Governor, if what is that a mistake? Okay, delete. Thank you. Then we go to page 2. Honorable Molabachi.
The last paragraph, the second sentence, he mentioned that the members who left, there's a who. Oh, what? What am I saying?
Honorable Molabachi, can you just give the reference on page 2? Is it under 2-1?
This last paragraph,
yeah.
The second sentence that starts with he mentioned, or am I lost? He mentioned that the members,
yes, who left. Yeah. No, thank you, I got that. Thank you.
Chairperson, 2.1, the second paragraph. Police officers consisted of former members of the South African police from Siske. Is that so? Were they not Siske police?
Yeah, as far as I remember, it was Siske police, yeah.
Not the South African police.
No. Can the secretary just clarify that? Let me correct. Because the heading says the presentations by the South African Police Service and former members of the South African Police, comma, Siske and Transkei.
Sorry, Chair, South African Police Force. Former members of the South African Police Force.
Yeah, but I mean, is it members from the former Siske Police Force as well?
Yes, Siske and Transkei, Chair, if I remember correctly. There was a letter that was sent and they indicate they were from Siske and Transkei.
Chairperson, my question is, do you call those South African police, or were they Siske police? Were they ever SAPS members?
No. No, they were. So, I understand that. Sorry, Chief.
Okay.
They were Siske and Transkei, not
okay.
That's right. No, thank you very much, Al Marky, for clarifying that. So we must also ensure that the heading is correct. Thank you.
Why do we only talk of Siske and Transkei, not TBVC? TBVC.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I don't think that they listed the TBVC in the letter that they sent, if I remember correctly. But I stand to be corrected on that. They did send the letter.
Yeah.
Chairperson, I think only those came.
Yeah. Only those two, yeah, delegations, yeah.
That's right.
That's correct. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to know, I mean, in the last paragraph on page 2, the very long paragraph, it's a record long paragraph, we say firstly the provincial office and then we go to the provincial headquarters, if we can just be consistent, ensuring that we use the same term for the same structure.
Provincial office.
Thank you. The national office is their capital in the last, yeah. Colleagues, anything else on page 2? Can we move to page 3? That first sentence under 3, The former members were extremely concerned about the issue of the amalgamation which was used. What does that mean? Can anybody indicate to me? It's on page 3, that first sentence under bullet 1.
Yes, the former members were extremely concerned about being excluded from the amalgamation. Were extremely concerned about their exclusion from the amalgamation.
In terms of the narrative, bullet 3, who said that? Is it the former members or the committee members? The SAP should indicate the period when the regulation 11B and 11.2 was passed and when it came to effect.
Okay, we have to check the notes on.
I remember I asked that.
So we must just indicate the committee wanted. Thank you. Again, maybe the one after the National Commissioner, the SAP should provide the committee wanted to know, indicate that the SAP should provide reasons. I mean, it could have been the petitioners as well, so. Now maybe the second last bullet from the bottom, a member wanted to establish. Now is it a member, a former member, or is it a committee member? Thanks.
Because now in the last paragraph of that
same sentence we refer to absolve the former members. Is it the members of parliament or is it members of the former services? Because remember, somebody else might read this minutes and it might become very difficult to understand the context. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Any present member who wants to comment? Right, let's go to page 4. Colleagues, anything on 4? Can we maybe get in a proposal for the amended minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mulabatsi, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Can we go back then to the iPad 1? Did we provide the correspondence of the PSC, Public Service Commission? By Mr. Cesani, the chairperson. Yeah, that last paragraph of Mr. Cesani's letter on page 2. As you have now confirmed the authenticity of the terms of engagement dated 12 March, the PSC withdraws the report and consequently rescinds both its findings and recommendations. So members, that is for your attention. Can we maybe go back then to the report? The page 1. If there's anything.
state.
Yeah, yeah. Right, colleagues, anything else on that page, on that report, that needs to be addressed? If there's nothing, can we get a proposal for the amended report, Honourable Mula, seconder? You want to speak?
Yes.
Yes, Honourable Mula, yes.
In future, Chairperson, they must give us proof, because you can't adopt things that you don't know. In future, please, researchers, you must give us proof. Because we don't want to attach our signatures, whereas we don't see the thing. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, that's a valid question. Thank you. Seconder for Honourable Mula. Honourable Mulabatsi, thank you very much. Thank you, members. We go then back to the minutes. We go to 24 October 2018. That was held in committee room. Oh, there's two committee rooms. Did we have two committee rooms that we used for that meeting? I see it's 315 and B2. Yeah, that's correct. Eh? Yeah, we changed in the afternoon. Yeah. No, 24 October. We go to 24 October. And I see iPad is now a small independent. Yeah. Anything else on one? Can we move to two?
Chair, on page two, I see we're just missing the reference to Advocate Bell's program or sub-program that she's chief director for. I think she's chief director for, I think she's the legislation sub-unit, if I'm not mistaken, or sub-program, yeah.
Thank you very much, Honourable Bailey. So we must just include the designation there for Advocate Bell.
And Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
On the... We're on second paragraph, I mean second page.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, the officials from IPD. The second one, Sisoko.
Yeah, this is one is too many.
One must die.
One must die. Thank you. Thank you. Can we then go to three?
By the IPIC. At the end of 2017-18 financial aid, the department had an underspending.
Now, maybe just the second thing on the robots, maybe the second sentence also that paragraph. However, the underspending was improvement from the previous financial year. What do you mean by that?
Just crack it.
Yeah.
It just cracked.
Well, we just say, you know, that
Jefferson, 3.4, just trying to understand the explanation that was given there. It was a prior over expenditure by the ICD during 2005-2006. 2008 and 2009, that still reflects in 2017 and 2018, after 10 years.
Yeah.
How did we get an explanation for that? How did it go through? Did we question it or it's... Yeah. It's a funny type of situation. Over expenditure that is picked up by the Auditor General, and it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, remember it was reported all over the years, but yeah.
Jay, if I can remember correctly, we did make a recommendation in the on the ISIS BRR that this issue must be addressed, and they must engage with Treasury.
Has this thing condoned,
but it can come off
of
it. I can quickly
refer
the
report in the meeting. Yeah, no, we made a recommendation before. Sorry.
Thank you, Chairperson. On point 2.4, the understanding was mainly on compensation of employees. C must be on capital letter and E must be on capital letter. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Romula. You can go.
Changes on 3.4, Mr. Mark raised now. The department did not incur any unauthorized expenditure in the year under audit. The reported amount in the 2017 financial statements was made prior. Was made of prior over expenditure. Was made prior to over expenditure. Was made prior to. The of must come out and prior to over expenditure by the then independent complaint director. Sorry.
Just a quick
The reported amount in the 2017-18 financial statement was made prior to over expenditure.
So you pick up off and try to add to here. I feel it makes sense as it is. It makes sense to me as it is. It is actually saying that over expenditure comprises of.
Okay.
Thank you, Mamaki, for that. So the original paragraph plan. What is anything else on 3? Can we move to 4?
Page 4.1, the second sentence, the committee's final BRRR, which will be tabled.
Thank you, Honorable Markey. It can't be a table, it must be tabled. Thank you. Members, can we get a proposal for the amended minutes to... Thank you, Honorable Mula. Seconder? Honorable Bele, thank you. Colleagues, then we move to the set of minutes. 30 October 2018, Committee Room V227. That's Police Service, no? One. Yes, Honorable Mula.
I don't see one other room, but it just means
I don't know if they taken her out to a committee or what.
Can we just determine the status of Onma Bija's attendance? Thank you, members. Yeah, we will look at the video material, I think. Pilot.
No, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for that, colleagues. Page 1, then page 2. Maybe just Brigadier Mushi and Brigadier Tiu. Is that correct? Tiu. Isn't it a Y? Major General Tiu.
Yes, it's a Y, Chief. Tiu.
Chairperson, page 2.
Yes, Honorable Mullah.
Lieutenant official from South, Lieutenant General S.G. Jafta. Is it not Jafta?
Thank you, Honorable Mullah. Anything else on page 2? Can we go to page 3? And maybe in the Yangas members, they also need the initials there. The CPF members. And then I see Edgar Bell has get the new titles. He's now responsible for policy and research. So really we need to check up our detail.
Chairperson, the column behind the Ramaru, that part of the Senate.
Malki, can you maybe just your microphone to be audible? Thank you.
I'm saying page 3, Mr. T. Ramaru. There's a colon.
I see, yeah. Thank you very much.
I think it's just indicating that Advocate Bell wasn't present in the meeting. It was Ms. Kumar. So it is Chief Director for Policy and Research, but it's, the name is wrong. It's supposed to be
This was the lobby. We had the payment register. Let's have it. You can see what's going on. Page 3.
Chairperson.
Yes,
2.2. The stations identified include 3 from Gauteng province, namely Hillbrow Police Station, Johannesburg Central Station, and in the Nyanga, you said Nyanga Police. You must say Nyanga Police Station because it was a station, not police.
Thank you very much. Isn't it senior management capital or not? The SAP senior management? No, not that context, no. Yes.
Can I go back to what Ms. Mullah raised now? Which are the which are the Nyanga and Mitchell Springs police stations? We should take out police at Nyanga,
yeah.
And then it reads which are the Nyanga and Mitchell Springs police stations.
Yeah,
we take out the word police.
Thank you, Honorable Mullah.
Anything else on 3?
Is grievous spelled correctly? Né? Grievous. Grievous bodily harm. Too far. Okay. Three. Anything else on three? Can we move to four? Just drug and alcohol abuse, unemployment, gangsters, semicolon, and poverty, full stop.
Unemployment, gangsters, gangsterism, rather than gangsters.
Okay, thank you. Then 4.1. Committee members felt that there is a need to priorities. Priorities. Two capital at the beginning as well as 4.3. There is a need.
Yes.
On 3.4. The unavailability of vehicles that suit the police precinct terrain makes policing difficult. That suits the terrain.
That suits the policing, not the police, policing precinct terrain, common, makes policing difficult. Let me read it, Jim. The unavailability of vehicles that suit the policing precinct terrain makes policing difficult.
Thank you very much, Anomulabasi. Anomula.
The 4.2 and 4.3, why the T's are all small in the transmitted of the, because in the starting of the sentence.
Yeah, we raised that, yeah. Thank you for that. And then 4.3, why is there the SAPs must improve? Is it to put the necessary focus on that or must improve?
Capital R, yeah.
Anything else on 4, colleagues? Right, let's go to 5. And then strengthening, I presume, should also be a small letter. Right, can we get a proposal for adoption of the amended minutes of 30 October? Thank you, Onumula. Thank you, Onumula Basi, for seconding. Then we come to the last set of minutes, and I think that's 13 November 2018. That's a 7-page document.
Chairperson, the attendance register, Memezi, it must be, they must delete 1M. It's double M. Mabicha is appearing both apologies and in the attendance. So they must check if she was there or not. She and can't be she can't be appearing both.
On apologies. I was not aware.
Okay.
I was not in.
Thank you, Honourable Bija, for clarifying. Secretariat, please look at Mr. Lobby's attendance register when you compile the minutes. Yes.
My question is not on the content of the reports, but the fact that it was a joint meeting. Whether we're going to adopt this side and then Public Works will adopt separately.
Yeah,
I think our approach is going to be to ensure that we approve from our side, we'll give it to them because there's no time for a joint meeting. Honourable Mulabachi.
Yes, from Public Works we had also Honourable Masihela present in that meeting and he's not appearing.
No, I think the Committee Secretary of Public Works, but I think Mr. Lobby's list is quite critical. for the secretary just to look at to ensure members are correctly indicated. Page 1. Then we go to page 2.
Chairperson, the National Commissioner, the spelling, I'm not sure whether this is the right spelling.
That's incorrect. The H must die. And also the order of the officials. Normally the National Commissioner is first, followed by the relevant rankings. I see Mr. Stein is now a Mr. And they've been deranked. All the police members have been deranked to civilians. So if we can just ensure that the military ranks are given back.
Yeah. No, the chief
thing must be yeah, I see everybody is now civilians.
Mm.
For the first time.
But on the side, there's a designation. Okay, the national commissioner, the military general.
Yeah, but the ranks must be in front.
Yeah.
That's been in the practice in this committee for years, so I don't know why this has now slipped in due to the... So, yeah. Anything on page 3? Can we move to page 4? Yes, honourable member.
Why in this minute we have number 2 apology that we of members from both committees as recorded above the register and noted, but in other minutes we don't have these 2 apologies.
Yeah, you see, there's apparently a practice in the Public Works Committee that they have a whole, let's say, welcoming birth announcements and. Yeah, and things like that at that stage of the meeting. Now we don't have that practice. We've got too many business to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we just include it for sake of the procedure.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I missed that one. What was it?
Number 2, the apology. I said in our minutes we don't have the number 2 for apology. We don't talk about apology. We just
write. We did it in.
So yeah, there is a number 2 for apologies that the members from all committees have recorded above. So I'm asking why in this.
Yeah, I mean the reason was just as I explained in their portfolio committee, they've got the practice to raise it during that time. Honourable Bailey,
Chair, this might be a redundant issue if we're going to rewrite the names of the SAPS officials to put their ranks before their names. But I just noted that, for example, Major General Nelson was given designation as Ms. So I think it's best just to stick to ranks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't give any comment. Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Yeah. Well, this okay, page 4, and then we go to page 5. The first paragraph of page 5, fourth line, I don't know what it means. The interruption was to seek clarity on why the SAPS presentation dealt with the responsibilities of the DPW across the whole property portfolio of the SAPS. This, the interruption.
In the beginning of that paragraph, on page 4, she says the presentation of SAPS was interrupted when a member...
Oh, that's a little rider.
Yeah.
But that's an action that happens in the meeting. I mean, it's not a factual reporting. Yeah, it's not a discussion point. It's like ball-by-ball commentary in cricket. Yeah, I see there's no headquarters. Yeah. Anything else on page 5? Honorable Mullah.
Yeah, on the first paragraph, number 1, 2, 3, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9
Thank you very much. That's very valuable. Thank you very, very much for that, Honorable Mullah.
Chairperson, the third paragraph, the very last sentence. At an administrative level to combat all challenges. Can we say to deal with?
Yeah, to deal with, yeah. And Parliament should surely be a capital in that same sentence. The security needs of Parliament.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Paragraph 3, the DG and the Commissioner. Which DG? DG of Public Health?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or DG of...
Absolutely, yeah.
Of Health and the National Commissioner of Police referred to engagements if it's the National Commission, because we don't know which Commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mullah. Anything else on 5? Then we go to 6. Maybe also Director General of Department of Public Works. It must be Director General, not just DG. And, you know. Bottom page 6. Okay. What should be the correct wording?
Yeah, I think it's in reference to the implementation of the critical infrastructure.
Okay.
Which is a new word.
Yeah, but not the same. Yeah, let's see. Introduce just a new modus operandi regime or a new methodology, maybe methodology to replace that. Rather than center, yeah.
Chairperson,
Honorable.
Are we on page 6?
Yeah, we're on page 6. Thank you, Honorable.
The third line, being such costs, challenges, does that explain anything?
Not really. I mean, there was, I think, 4 or 5 members who complained about the thoroughness in which SAPS executed its duties. But I know, we can change that. You're welcome to give something else.
Because challenges might mean anything.
Yeah, okay. Any suggestion, colleagues, to address Honorable Marquez's point?
Urban. You said it, Chief. It's the manner, the thoroughness of
yeah,
the speech.
Yeah.
So we can say several members complain about the thoroughness of the new speech procedures.
Would that assist?
No. No. What the point would be, what about the thoroughness? Because that is exactly what we want. We must explain what are they complaining about.
Alderman Bailey, are you going to help us?
I'll try to, Chair. Another related point I remember coming up was what you might perhaps call a repetitiveness of the searches, because I recall at least one member talking about how not only was it a matter of being searched when you go from one building to the next, well, you know, enter one building and then go to another one, but when you re-enter buildings, it just starts feeling a bit over the top. You know, each time you go back to Mark's building or wherever to your office, you've got to go through this whole, yeah.
Maybe the repetitive nature would that help?
Chair, also I think it was on the sort of one of the rights issue that she had to pick up the large carry briefcase or put down the system through the scanner. Were you quite busy?
Yeah, but remember that detail issues and it's personal experience. It might differ, you know. So I think we must keep it broadly and descriptive. So maybe just to say the repetitive nature. Would that assist?
I think we should even put it in.
I'll tell you why. Because the purpose of the meeting was to talk about security and vision. Now we're complaining about the... I think we should just take it out. I'm proposing that we delete it, actually.
Thank you. Anything else, colleagues, on 6? Can we go to 7?
Chairperson, sorry, still on 6. The last sentence on paragraph 1. The DGN and National Commissioner had to discuss this as the National Treasury had to be approached to ensure.
Thank you, Honorable Marquez. Colleagues, anything else on 7? Right, can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honorable Mullah. Second, I think, for the amended report. Right, colleagues, I think let's just take a 10-minute tea break. Tea's arrived, eh?
Water is good.
Yeah.
They just bring the cup.
Okay.
The water is good.
Okay, so they must bring new water.
Yes.
Okay, let's just take, anyway, a 10-minute break after these strenuous minutes, especially the ones from Public Works, yes. We already dealt with it, yeah. 10 minutes break.
Thank you. Members, the tea and cookies are available. Everybody's welcome.
khona ngokuna isigogodzelela bakhe
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much, honorable members. You're welcome to continue with your tea, but we want to wrap up our proceedings. Colleagues, the last item of the agenda is the report dealing with yesterday's decision on the private members' bill. Babalwa has distributed a draft document. We also received yesterday, I think, light input from Honorable Groenewald with regard to a minority report, and I think yesterday Honorable Bede also indicated some input he wants to give. So, members, this is the current page, so I'll give members an opportunity to go through it, and then I'll give opportunity for input, and how we must handle Honorable Groenewald's input. Right, members, so if you can go to that page, it says report of the PC on police on the Firearms Control Amendment Bill dated 21 November 2018. Maybe Babalwa, would you be so kind to read Mr. Groenewald's... he indicated he will not be able to be here today. So if... Or Pilot, I don't know, Babalwa, maybe are you dealt with the... If you can just maybe read his proposal. Or what he wants to be added as a minority view. Okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe the summarized version.
Minority view? The Freedom Front Plus indicated that the reason for the introduction of the Firearms Control Amendment Bill was in response to the Constitutional Court judgment of the Minister of Safety and Security versus South African Hunters and Game Conservation Association 2018-ZACC1. It was introduced to plug the lacuna as the court did not provide for any method by which the failure to apply for renewal of a license at least 90 days before the expiry of that license, which requirement is administrative in nature, can be remedied. The Freedom Front Plus acknowledged that while the control of firearms is integral to enhance the safety and security of all in South Africa, to balance this interest, the bill provides for clear measures to apply for renewal, and should a person fail to apply within these periods, a method to surrender or dispose of the firearm. It is for this reason the Freedom Front Plus viewed the bill as desirable.
So that is the input of Mr. Groenewald. Yes, Honourable Bailey, welcome.
Thank you, Chair. My proposal had been, and I'm happy for it to be included in the minority reports or minority views of the reports, is a recommendation to SAPS management that in the interim until an amendment act is passed for the Firearms Control Act, that SAPS management be strongly urged to make use of the provisions of Section 21 and Section 28, subsection 2 and 3. As currently contained in the Act, because those mechanisms will, in effect, allow for allowances allowances to address the current short-term situation of those 300,000-400,000 firearm owners whose licenses have either expired or application was not lodged before 90 days, but there's still merit in looking at the substantive eligibility of the applications. Yeah.
Thank you. Colleagues, any other input? Yes, Honourable Mark.
Okay. Chairperson, in the report, Do we have to include things like this one?
Maybe I'll ask the let's give the committee secretary an opportunity just to explain the process of the minority view. Yes.
Yes, we must include all the views from the members from the political parties. That's how it's done.
If I can add to that, sorry, the rules of the National Assembly do make explicit provision. I don't have the Green Book with me to reference now, but we received a caucus briefing last week actually encouraging us to make use of this provision that if any member of the committee requests a minority report to be included, it must be included, it must be reflected. So it's for cases when the majority view on the committee is one way and one member feels strongly enough for a dissenting view to be reflected that it can be invoked.
Honourable Markey?
Is it a person? I understand it that the report is encompasses what was discussed in the meeting, because I don't think that that clause in the rules says you can go and do your research somewhere and come up with 15 pages of your research and expect us to include it as a minority view. The report must only capture what was discussed in here. Well, I would agree with this, what Honorable Groenewald said here, I agree we discussed. But it doesn't mean that you can go and have your researcher do a 50-page and then you come with it here, you want us to put it in there, and you say it's your minority view. The report must only capture what we discussed in here. That's my view. Thank you.
Honorable, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We contacted the legal person from Parliament this morning and asked, we sent this original email to her and asked her if we should include the entire thing. She said the committee can't quote selectively from it, but we can summarize it. So that's what we've done.
Because the input from Honorable Groenewald is, in its current form, is very long. It's very long, and and we need to make it concise and user friendly. So Irvin's, attempt to make it report friendly is really to deal with that.
So is this one?
That's correct.
So, Babawa, in terms of procedure, are we first going to adopt the report and then we take on board the minority views? What?
We can allow the members to
accept. Okay. So in terms of if everybody's happy with 1-4, of course Honorable Bele won't be in favour of the version, but then the views of the minority, that's where the addition should come in. Yeah. So if we can, Almobeli, if you can just maybe also make your input concise that we can include it now in the report. Maybe let's deal first with the Groenewald one and then make that 5-1. Views of the minority.
Chairperson, before we get to that one, what if we don't disagree with Honorable Mbele's view? Is it still a minority view?
No, we can then include it as a view of the committee, if you agree with what he's going to include. Yeah, it will be fine.
Is he fine with that?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we agree with
then we can put it in as part of the
of the major report?
I thought maybe you would think we are pulling the rag out of under his feet.
So, Evan, maybe if you can maybe if you can just let me first with the Groenewald matter, the view of the minority, and then we'll come back to our various inputs. Yeah, if you can just maybe read again the edited version.
Thank you, Chair. Minority views. The Freedom Front Plus indicated that the reason for the introduction of the Firearms Control Amendment Bill was in response to the Constitutional Court judgment of the Minister of Safety and Security versus South African Hunters and Game Conservation Association 2018, ZACC 1. It was introduced to plug the lacuna as the Court did not provide for any method by which the failure to apply for renewal of a license at least 90 days before the expiry of that license, which requirement is administrative in nature, can be remedied. Then the Freedom Front Plus acknowledged that while the control of firearms is integral to enhance safety, that the control of firearms is integral to enhance the safety and security of all in South Africa. To balance this interest, the bill provides for clear measures to apply for renewal, and should a person fail to apply within these periods, a method to surrender or dispose of the firearm is available. For this reason, the Freedom Front Plus, I include that, viewed the bill as desirable.
Okay. Is it possible maybe that we can get a clean copy updated to every member that we just have?
I can write it, do it right now with those changes.
And then we can then print it out before we adopt, you know, that we just did correctly. Nobeli, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Perhaps I can hand it to read out to the members.
Yeah, and then Honorable Barker, you must have then see if you must include this in the original report as a paragraph 5.
The Honorable Nobeli proposes. This will be point 5, Chair.
Yeah.
The committee strongly urges the SAPS management to make use of sections 21 and 28, subsection 2 and 3, as currently contained in the Firearms Control Act, to address the existing lacuna in the interim, until an amendment act is brought by the department and passed by Parliament. That's it, Chair.
Thank you.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Just another question. This report is answering. It's answering the minority view. I mean this one.
No, remember.
Which one comes first?
No, remember our committee report that will go to the House where we indicate that the bill is undesirable. I mean that will pass. I mean that will be tabled in the House. But there is, in terms of the rule, opportunity for minority views of other members of the minority board. So Honourable Groenewald's view will be headed as view of the minority and just stating what he said. Is that enough? And then we adopt the report. So the status of that is just to ensure that all views are reflected. But the committee decision of yesterday is reflected in the wording of the current report. Sorry, on the market.
And that is part of this report, the minor.
But we will try to get our clean version typed out for the members, and then we can stop.
Does not concur with the committee's report.
they should be again included minority.
Chetan, it sounds like the minority reports any rule wouldn't apply here because we're not dealing. Oh, it would because it's a bill. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Remember the proposal was the market that becomes five.
Yeah.
So Honourable Groenewald becomes six, view of the minority. And then the report will be considered. And then we finish because Honourable we just had a flight downtown. Well, while we're on the right track, from a procedural point of view.
Chairperson, the very last sentence on the minority view, it is for this reason viewed the bill as desirable. Is that correct?
It's not desirable.
No. It is for this reason viewed, I mean the English in there.
Oh, you mean the Groenewald proposal?
That's correct.
Just remember, it's a motion of desirability. Mm-hmm. And so the Freedom Front viewed it as desirable, they indicated it.
Yeah.
But is it grammatically correct? It is for this reason viewed the bill as desirable.
Yeah, I see Mr. Marquis' point. We can say it is for this reason the Freedom Front Plus supported the bill. As desired, or supported the bill.
So colleagues, if you can just bear with us, we just want the secretary to finalize the document and we'll put it to the committee. Maybe while we are here, I maybe tell colleagues with regards to next Tuesday, we just want to know there is a three-line work, I think we're voting in the afternoon, so we go to we have submitted the application to the House Chair to start next week at 9:30, so that we deal with the two presentations from SAPS and the Hawks, as well as dealing with the legacy report on the committee. Tuesday. So I just want to give advance notice to members.
Chair, from what I can tell, next Tuesday, which is the latest version of the parliamentary program I've received from our office, we're only starting at 2 p.m. next Tuesday, unless that's since changed. The 10 a.m. start is only on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we've applied for next Tuesday for 9:30. So just that members can do the planning. We haven't received, we'll await the outcome of the decision by the Chief Whip and the House Chair, but we have applied for 9:30 on so we will hopefully conclude all our business for the year next Tuesday. So we won't meet in the final week or the first week of December. Unless members want to meet in public works, but I don't think it will carry.
And Chairperson, what will we be dealing with?
Next Tuesday.
That's right. Yes.
There's two topics from the DPCI, the Hawks. They must give us feedback on all the high-profile cases, the updates, the various high-profile cases, ranging from Steinhoff to BBS, all the important ones. And then they must also give us an update on the vetting process, what is going on in terms of the vetting of their members and SAPS. And then the second issue from SAP side is just to give us a briefing on the preparations for the festival season operations countrywide, whether the police is ready, what can the community expect. And then the final item of the day on Tuesday will be the adoption of the legacy report. But that report we will hopefully distribute to members by tomorrow. So members will have some time just to go through it. So it's three items.
And the high profile, did we specify which ones do we want to
Or are they simply going to choose themselves?
No. I mean, remember last time we gave them a list. But, I mean, if there's any high-profile cases members wants to add, or, you know, you're welcome to give that to the secretariat. But last time we gave them, and they also brought their own cases. But we were specifically interested in this, the Steinhoff, VBS, but also all these issues with relation to state capture, the state capture cases. So those issues. But I mean, if there's any additional case members wants to be put on the table, please alert us. We will give that to SIMS.
So, person, I would prefer us to get a report on the effectiveness of the gang unit in the Western Cape since it was established.
Honourable Markie will remember that we have actually planned a full hearing on that for today. But due to the fact that the National Commissioner and the Minister and a lot of the senior staff is in Dubai for the Interpol conference, you know, we had to postpone. Now, the dilemma is with time next week, we've got only those 3 hours available for the option of the legacy report as well as... But, I mean, if need be, we can ask for an update. I think we can include that. But I think, we can do that. So, Pilot Babawa, if we can just ask SAPS as well for an update on that. Short briefing just on the establishment and what is the current status of the anti-gang unit. Thank you, Honourable Markie.
What I'm asking, if you got permission for our first line, can you please have the meeting in G26 or G24, because it's next to the parliament. If there are votings, if we are voting at parliament, we can run.
Yeah, I've got any...
There's no plenary on Tuesday.
In morning.
Okay.
Your
okay, no problem.
On your
meeting. Okay.
Okay, we will receive the plenty version quite soon, colleagues. Just bear with us. Honourable Bija, I just saw and noticed this. Honourable Bija, dance are offline today. Tell me they were. Oh, sorry. Offline.
And are we invited to the graduation party?
Yeah.
Thank you, colleagues. We've got the version in front of us, so we'll go paragraph by paragraph, just looking for mistakes, errors, and grammatical matters. So it's a report of the PC on police on the Firearms Control Amendment Bill B-2014, dated 21 November 2018. So we go to the top paragraph. Is everybody fine with that first paragraph?
Jim, comma, the first sentence of the Folio Committee on Police, comma,
So there must be a comma, right? Right, can we go to paragraph 1? Everybody happy with paragraph 1? Can we go to paragraph 2?
Chair?
Yes.
I think, let me just compare from the other one.
It's probably with members, Bill, not
yeah,
the capital.
Yeah, it should be capitals, yeah.
Capital.
I didn't pick it up last time.
It can't be private members, Bill, singular. Lowercase. So we do that amendment to 2, private members, capital. Right, colleagues, then we move to paragraph 3. Is 3 fine? Then we go to the new 4. Department presumably should be capital in 4. Yeah, I think let's make it in full. South African Police Service Management, yeah.
Chairperson, and the sections 21 and section 28 capitalized.
Yeah, section, yeah, thank you for that.
And again, the Firearms Control Act.
Yeah, you see firearms has got an apostrophe suddenly.
And maybe, don't we have to put in the year?
Yes, the 2000, yeah, the full title.
And the amendment bill, shouldn't we say the draft name?
No, Chair, I don't think we should say that. If you
yeah, because I think the bill that will be tabled in Parliament will be the amendment okay. bill, yeah. The draft will be the one that's approved by Cabinet, yeah. if I'm correct, but please advise.
Mbele indicated that until an amendment act is brought to by the department, it's a bill.
Yeah, I agree. So we go back to 3. 3A must read what the bill proposes is already provided for in the draft of the Firearms Control Amendment Bill, which is a bill being developed by the Department of the Civilian Secretary of Police Service. Okay. Okay, then, if everybody's happy with 3 and 4, we go to 5. All right. Then we go to paragraph 6, views of the minority. Is minority lowercase? I just want to. That case, isn't it South African hunters and going visit SAPS, visit the minister, or is that how it was?
reflected.
Yeah, that's
why I'm asking.
This is the Minister of Safety and Security.
It must be the Minister of Police.
At the time, because remember the case was before 2009 when the titles changed, and at the time it was the portfolio head was still called Minister of Safety and Security.
Yeah, but remember this is the 2018 Constitutional Court case.
But I'm saying the
citation to
yeah, because it had got to the Concord by 2018, but it started when the minister at the time would still have been referred as safety and security, if I'm not mistaken. So it retained that as it moved through the court levels, I think.
No, thank you, Honourable Mayor. We'll just wait for the secretariat just to check for us.
So this is the commissioner.
Where's the original document from Mr. Groenewald? Can we just have a look?
That is our document.
Also, to answer your question, the SAT Act, the download, so it was in one of the minutes of second.
So that is also a reason why the act must be amended. The chief between the government of South Africa, the applicant, and the National Commission of Peace. The first respondent and the minister. So it's not the minister, it's the National Commission. Because you take the first one.
Yeah, but you remember this is the SA Hunters case. You are referring now to the gun owner. You're now referring to a different case. But I think let's leave it for the secretariat to sort out. Let's just finalize the rest of the paragraph. We're in the second part of the paragraph. In the second paragraph, use of the minority. Maybe the third paragraph on the sixth to say it is for this reason, because you can't say it for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that the last sentence of six, it is for this reason? Can't say it for this. Shouldn't there be a that? For this reason, for this reason, the freedom. Isn't that freedom?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Right. Do we have got any news on the court case? Well, this is what Honourable Groenewald provided to us. We presume it's correct, but I think the Secretary must just double check.
He's the Minister of Safety and Security.
Yep. Honourable members, anything else you want to raise? Right, can we then get a proposal for this report to be adopted? Honourable Abidja, seconder. Honourable Muda. Anybody against? Any abstentions? Thank you very much, honourable members. Thank you for your participation. This meeting is officially closed. Thank you.
Thank you.